As anybody who listens to Robin Hood Radio knows, we have a great association with Hotchkiss School, presenting what they do, either whether it's dramatic art, whether it's art in the Tremaine Gallery, whether it's Fabio Witkowski and the various arts that he brings in, whether it's music, whether it's the educators he brings in. It really is a unique resource we have here in our tri-state region, where you can be influenced by so many great things that you can only get in cities. With that being said, we're going to meet somebody new who has an exhibition right now at the Tremaine Gallery, which they'll have an event going on, which is a closing event on Saturday from 5 till 7. And with us is the person who is displaying there, and that is Gayla Nerezzo. Gayla, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Marshall. This is so wonderful to be here with you. Thank you, even remotely.
That's right.
Well, remotely here with you today.
That's the way things are done nowadays, and it's interesting because before we even talk about the show and how the show's gone, and about Gayla's getting into art and how that happened, I ask a very simple question: how you got involved with the Tremaine Gallery? And I think it's pretty interesting because it goes to show you how great it is to have Hotchkiss around here. Why don't you explain how it is you got involved initially with Hotchkiss and what came of it?
Absolutely. So the Hotchkiss is in Lakeville, Connecticut, and as some of you know, and I started visiting my aunt, who has a house in Sharon, Connecticut, and fell in love with Mudge Pond, which is an incredible lake to swim across. And because of that, I started swimming in the lakes in the area. And that led to us actually having a home in Lakeville. And it's a funny little turn of events, but it turned out, after finding this beautiful area and these wonderful lakes, that I learned that my family had actually been going to Lakeville when I was a small child. So this is a little story of coming back home somehow, just by chance. And my daughter has grown up spending her summers in Lakeville, and she was lucky enough to go to an amazing art camp at Hotchkiss, led by the incredible and talented Terry Moore, who runs one of the art classes at Hotchkiss. And over the years, we've gotten to know each other, and there was such a connection. And when she saw my artwork, she asked me if I would show my work in the gallery, and also work with her students as an artist in residence. So I just spent a whole week teaching many, many amazing young art students at Hotchkiss, and it was an incredible experience.
Terry Moore's involvement in arts is off the charts in so many different ways. She really is, and I think that's where students at Hotchkiss who have her really, really benefit from her engagement with what she does. And I think that applies to anybody in any industry, in any job, as a matter of fact. If you're that engaged, it really is simply amazing.
She is really a very, very deeply special person. And I never imagined when she said, oh, why don't you do this show and come and be an artist in residence, that it would lead to an incredible collaboration. And her opening up this space, not just the 2,000 square foot Tremaine Gallery space, but an opening for me to reflect on the last 20, 25 years of art making. So it was a double gift, and I'm very grateful to her for that. She has a very big and open heart and is a very talented person.
All right, now we're speaking once again with Gayla Nerezzo, and I'm looking at your bio here. It says that you're an artist and an educator. Which came first, like the chicken or the egg? And how has it evolved to how have you evolved to get to where you are right now?
So it's a great question, and I definitely identified as an artist. For many years, starting at about 5, I took my first art class at the MoMA in New York, and after that was a very dedicated painter in high school. and I thought I was definitely going to be a painter for my whole life. But I like to share, because I think there's so many paths to being an artist, that the art world felt not like a very safe place for me growing up. It just felt uncomfortable, and I didn't feel that I could be who I was there. But I still was very committed to making art. So I made art in many different ways, and I worked in film as a set designer and a costume designer to make a living, which was very creative. But along the way, I became a meditator, and that's a whole other story we could talk about. It was actually through martial arts and because of some health issues that an amazing Chinese teacher, Sifu Kenny Gong, on Center Street in New York, said to me, if you meditate and do martial arts, you will feel better. And I did that. And so meditation became one of my tools as an artist. And meditating over the years and teaching meditation, I put together art and meditation, because I realized that when you spend time reflecting and sitting still, your art is more generative and more honest. At least it was for me. And then a little along the way, I went to a school called Art Center College of Design in Pasadena, and they founded a program called Design Matters, where artists work with NGOs, and I became, after graduating, a representative at the United Nations with NGOs looking for amazing projects that artists could work on collaborating with NGOs and UN needs. And that led to the education part. That's when I realized that art plus meditation and reflection plus a social issue is this incredible space where you use your creative mind and your artistic tools, your capacity to reflect and to really think deeply about what's important to you. And then there are these issues, these incredible problems in the world that we need people to work on. And so you get to work on them. And I've been thinking about that for the last 15 years, and that's where the education part happened.
We're once again speaking with Gayla Nerezzo, who is going to be wrapping things up at the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchkiss School by Sunday, but on Saturday from 5 to 7. You'll be there, I understand. What type of art will they see hung in place at the Tremaine Gallery?
So there are five different projects up, and they're primarily photographic. So I've worked in photography for about 15 years, and there is a big series about Mexican immigration. I am Mexican-American. So we have some big portraits and interviews of Mexican people in this country, some documented, some not, and their story, which allows people to understand a little more about the process of migration from Mexico. And there's another series about Mexican spaces, workspaces in Mexico City, and that's the neighborhood I used to live in Mexico City, which has been rapidly gentrified and no longer looks like the photographs that I took. There is another series about people in public places in different cities, Los Angeles, Mexico, New York City. And there is some work about my process. And finally, there's a work that looks like nothing else, like they say on Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other. It's a big, huge mandala, and it shows a process of change-making through the arts, and that has to do with the educational work that I have been working on now for the last 15 years.
Now, people can see some of this at the Hotchkiss website. If people are listening right now, and our signal covers a wide area, and they want more information, what are some great websites that they can go to where they can take a look at some of the things you've done and what you've been involved in?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So if you were to Google my name, Gayla Nerezzo, Narezo, there are several websites that will come up that show these projects. One is called Behance, so that's a website that shows projects. And then if you put my name and Art Center College of Design, there are several blog posts that come up that talk about the process of that I was explaining, and you could read more about it there.
You know, it's interesting. You were talking about how a neighborhood that you came from in Mexico City was gentrified. I was talking to somebody who used to live in Brooklyn, New York, many years ago, 40 years ago. And the same thing has happened in Brooklyn and to a lot of neighborhoods in New York. It seems it doesn't matter. Wherever there's a big city, over the course of time, certain neighborhoods get affected like that.
That's right. And even I live in Union Square in New York City. I spend half my time here and half my time in Lakeville. And it is so changed. And sometimes I'm melancholy about that, but I also believe that change happens for many reasons, and we have to look at the systems and the cycles and think about it in terms of a bigger picture. But there's definitely a lot of mourning sometimes around letting go. And in Mexico, the neighborhood that I've documented has a lot of historic knowledge and stories of people who have been there for generations, and now it's replaced by fancy sneaker stores and 7-Elevens. And so there is definitely something to reflect on. And I do believe in this idea of reflecting on these places where we feel deeply to see what comes up, because sometimes we have an idea about what we can do about it, and then we can get to work and help even in our own neighborhood.
Well, once again, at the Tremaine Gallery, it is Voice Time, and it runs basically through this weekend. But Saturday, you can meet the artist that we've been speaking to from 5 to 7 at the Tremaine Gallery. Come early and take a look at what's hanging there. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much, Marshall. This is lovely. It's lovely speaking to you.